All right, so how do you feel about this upcoming record?
Well, I personally, as well as the whole group, we're all excited about it. You know, this is our first live album ever. And, you know, our fans have been asking for this for a long time. You know, our fans have told us that, you know, we love new records, you know, especially the hit records, you know, because they were hits, you know, they're good. But in person, there's so much more excitement and so much more energy than you have on your regular studio albums. And so they've been asking for a live album. And so we decided, you know, the timing was right to finally do this. And so we recorded several of our shows live and, then went and picked out, you know, what we felt like were the best songs from all the different shows and put one album together. And together with our new record label, Cleopatra Records, you know, we between the four of us and them, we came up with 14 songs. And they're all basically our greatest hits. You know, Elvira, of course, and Thank God for Kids, the songs that we're known for. And they're all done live, and we feel like it came off very well. You know, we went into the recording studio and kind of touched it up a little bit. We tried not to, you know, touch it up too much, you know, because we wanted to preserve that live feeling. And I think we did just that, and it's come off really, really well. It's very exciting. New, fresh cuts, basically, of all of our hits. And I think it's really going to be well. It's going to do well. You know, the record label Cleopatra, they're going to release it worldwide, which is kind of exciting. It's even going to be released on vinyl, which is kind of cool. So we're excited about that as well.
Over the years, you guys have released 31 studio albums. Why do you think it took you guys so long to produce something live?
Well, it seemed like one thing or another came up. And there was always like another project that was like on the burner, front burner, so we'll push the live album to the back burner, so to speak. You know, we've always been a group that has enjoyed doing new music, and we had opportunities to record new music, and so we always chose that over the live album, you know, over re-recording our hits, so to speak. But we decided that, you know, the time is now right, so we decided to do that. And it's turned out really well. It really has.
What do you think is the strongest, you know, attribute to your band's sound? I mean, you guys still sound great after all of these years. Like, how do you guys take care of yourselves?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why we decided to do a, you know, a live album, because we're all singing so good. At this stage of our career, at this stage of our lives, you know, we're singing very, very well, and so we decided, and that's one of the reasons we decided to do the live project. And you know, I think it's just a matter of taking care of yourself. You know, we're not the new kids on the block any longer. You know, we're certainly not youngsters, but. But I think we all realize that. I think getting rest is probably the most important thing. We don't stay up all night and partying or anything like that. We try to go to bed and get a good night's sleep every night. And if you do that, usually your voice responds pretty well. And so that's you know, that's what we've tried to do. We try to take care of ourselves. Try to watch our diet. You know, and not eat a lot of junk food if that's possible. But I think the most important thing, however, I think is getting proper rest, and that's what we've tried to do.
How did you get involved in country music? You know, you're born in New Jersey, you went to college in New Jersey, not really known as a country music hotbed. How did that all happen?
Well, you know, it actually happened through gospel music. I was living up there, and I got a call from J.D. Sumner. Actually his son-in-law, and offered me a job to sing with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, but it involved me moving to Nashville to get the job. And once I moved to Nashville and I started singing with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, I was there about 6 months, and all of a sudden we got the gig of singing with Elvis. And so I ended up singing for the King of Rock and Roll. It was a unique experience. was there for about a year and a half singing with Elvis when the Oak Ridge Boys called me up. And they offered me a job, you know, and I've been a big fan of the Oak Ridge Boys. So even though I was singing for the King of Rock and Roll, I wanted to join the Oak Ridge Boys. And so I made a very important decision in my life to leave the King of Rock and Roll and to go on to bigger and better things with the Oak Ridge Boys. Evidently, it proved to be a wise decision because, I've had a great career, you know, not too many people can say, well, they sang with the King of Rock and Roll, but then went on and had a great career with the Oak Ridge Boys. But I've been able to do that. I've really had a great career.
Your bass voice is just, it's infamous. It's iconic, you know. How you've mentioned before, like, you know, rest is a big part of you know, your repertoire and, like, taking care of yourself. But that sound, where did you first realize that you had that sound and you were able to project it like that? And then, again, how do you practice that?
Well, you know, first of all, it's a God-given talent. There's no doubt about it. And people, you know, quite often comment on my voice. And I jokingly tell them, you know, that if it was not for this voice, I would have to get a real job. You know, I'd have to work for a living. but like I say, it's a sound that comes from God. You know, originally, believe it or not, I was a boy soprano. First singing I ever did.
Wow.
I had a high voice. I sang in Sunday school. I sang, you know, I sang a solo, and my very first solo was in church. And it was as a boy soprano. And I had a higher voice until I got to junior high school. And in seventh grade, junior high school, I was still singing tenor. Over the summer, between seventh grade and eighth grade, my voice made a drastic change. It dropped well over an octave. And I went back in for my eighth grade year, and the choir teacher ended up putting me in the second bass section. And obviously, I've been there ever since.
How do you want this new album to ultimately be remembered by your fans?
Well, you know, I want this new album to be remembered just like I would like the Oak Ridge Boys to be remembered. I think that we want to be remembered as a group that has made a real contribution to the music business. I think, you know, over the years, we've received so many responses from our fans, mail and that, now email and now anything, and social media, you know, where people have been gone through difficult times, but yet our music has helped them. And I think we want to be this album to actually help people. You know, there's nothing new on this album. It's our hits. It's our greatest hits, but done in a very fresh, new way. And we want this new project to really help people and lift people up. You know, I think, we've received so many responses from our fans over the years where our music has helped them through difficult times. And we want that to be the case with this project as well. You know, we had a great experience, and you'll find this interesting. We had a great experience last year. We're great friends with the Bush family, especially Senior Bush, President Bush number 41.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. He was very sick last year, and people were very concerned. Like, every day they thought he was not going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were able to arrange through Barbara Bush and through a couple of his kids, Neil Bush and Dora Bush, to actually call him in the hospital. We all got together in our office to call President Bush, and we were hoping that we could cheer him up. And we talked to him and said, President Bush, you know, we'd love to sing a song for you and kind of cheer you up. And he said, we said, what would you like to hear? He did not hesitate. Immediately he said, Elvira. So we sang Elvira, and I did my own Papa Mal, not Bar, because he loves that. but we also knew from our friendship with them that their favorite hymn was Amazing Grace. So that we then sang Amazing Grace. And we heard from Barbara Bush and and the people that were there in the hospital room, the look on his face was just priceless. You know, he was beaming. And don't you know, the very next day, he was released from intensive care and was allowed to go home. And so we felt like our music really helped him personally, and it had a healing effect on him. So I hope that this album, even though most of the people obviously that buy this album are not prisoners of the United States, but we hope that our music touches people, helps people, and heals people from their troubles and their cares.
Okay, last question from me. You've done a lot in your life. The band's done a lot. I mean, you said before, playing with Elvis. I mean, you're a husband, you're a father, you're a grandfather. You owned a minor league baseball team for 30 years. What else do you want to do with your life that you haven't done yet?
Well, let me just add to the list of what you just said. Just within the last couple of days, I have become a great-grandfather.
Oh, look at that. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. I don't know. Just more of the same. I hope my hope is, my prayer is that I will, at my age, I will stay healthy for several more years and be able to do what I love to do. And that is to sing. And I think all four of us feel that way. We work 150 days a year. This year, we're going to work at least that many. It looks like maybe even a few more. With this new record contract that we have with Cleopatra, that they are a label that is worldwide in their scope, and we're already starting to talk to people overseas. We already got a tour booked in the fall overseas, and I think we're going to become more of a worldwide act, and I think there's something about that that's pretty exciting. So I think the most important thing is we want to stay healthy and just keep doing what we're doing because we love doing what we're doing. You don't stay together for 41 years without enjoying what you do. We love doing what we do, and we're still having fun doing it, and we just want to continue to do it.